After an insurrection in the United States Capitol and the second impeachment hearings for President Donald Trump, it's a fraught time for the GOP. WHQR recently spoke with Republican Congressman David Rauser, who represents North Carolina's 7th District, including Wilmington. We spoke about the recent violence, the impeachment, and what the future holds for Trump's legacy and his party. Congressman Rauser has joined colleagues on both sides of the aisle in denouncing the violence of January 6th, calling it thuggery. And while he supported President Trump's challenge to the electoral process, he expressed disappointment in the president's language.
I think it would have been prudent to tell his supporters, moving forward that, our legal remedies that we sought, although I don't agree with them, those have been tossed. The states have tallied their electoral college slates.
Rauser adds he wishes the president had addressed Biden's victory, saying something to the effect of,
I accept it and look forward to a peaceful transition of power to President Biden and his administration. Yeah. I think that would have been a much better tone, much more appropriate, and much more based in the reality of the facts of the point in time.
But Rauser stops short of holding the president directly responsible. Instead, the congressman says he believes the event was pre-planned, apparently by white supremacists, and the violence could have occurred regardless of Trump's language on the day of the rally.
No matter what the message was, I'm not sure it would have deterred that. Sure. I think there's a deep-seated anger and distrust. And because keep in mind, they weren't just coming for Speaker Pelosi and those that were violent and criminal. They weren't just coming for the speaker. They were coming for me. They were coming for my Republican colleagues. They were coming for all of us. It didn't matter.
Rauser argues that Trump's repeated false claim that the election had been stolen was reflective of what a significant minority of the public believes, citing a recent poll. He says his own concerns, which he pursued in objections to certifying Arizona and Pennsylvania electoral votes, even after the insurrection, were focused on constitutional issues.
There's nobody in the Capitol complex, no elected office holder, who believed we were anywhere remotely close to overturning an election. In fact, that wasn't even the prime motive. The motive of this was to highlight the states that were in question.
It's worth noting that the courts, including the United States Supreme Court, have rejected or dismissed 61 suits from Trump and his associates, who won only one minor victory in Pennsylvania that didn't significantly impact the vote count. Rauser attributes this losing record not to a lack of legitimate concerns, but to subpar legal counsel.
I can totally understand Republican judges and Democrat judges alike looking at a shoddily crafted suit with misspelled words, suits that aren't even becoming of an intern in a law firm. I can understand why they were tossed.
So, what next? Rauser says he's not in favor of impeachment, saying he feels the process is being rushed and because he feels the divisiveness of the hearings will delay or derail Congress's ability to get back on track. Asked if there's anything Congress can move forward on in the coming session, Rauser suggested infrastructure.
So all those things as part of a major infrastructure initiative should attract, if done appropriately, should attract a significant amount of bipartisan support and would be an excellent way to begin to move forward and help to reinstill in the American public confidence that, Congress can do things.
As for the legacy of President Donald Trump, Rauser defended the administration's record, but acknowledged the impact last week's violence will undoubtedly have.
So many successes in so many ways, and yet it's all stained by January the 6th. It really is a modern-day political tragedy.
For WHQR, I'm Ben Shockman.